Lake County is home to many minority entrepreneurs who strengthen the local small business community. Each week, we'll bring you one of their stories. Welcome to Neighborhood Voice. I'm your host, Erica Pfizer, and this week we are joined by Jocelyn Kelly, owner of Jay's Breakfast Club at 37th and Broadway in Gary. Welcome, Jocelyn.
Thank you so much, Erica. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here.
So I saw that Jay's Breakfast Club just reached its fifth anniversary.
Woohoo! Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How are you celebrating the milestone?
Wow. First of all, in a lot of gratitude, because without the people of Gary, the people of the community supporting us, without them, there will be no us. So first and foremost is utmost appreciation and gratitude. We did have a started off the month with a 5-day celebration, 5 days representing the 5 years. So the first day was the lineup was random acts of love. And so with that, we just did a bunch of different things, everything from having guests to actually pick different coupons that we had, which could range from everything from a Sunday dinner to one of our Jay's Breakfast Club mugs, T-shirts, to it was actual currency in some of the envelopes. In addition to that, we also gave we've had a desk kind of drive giveaway for the students in the area. Unfortunately, we know that there are many of our students are doing e-learning and they don't have the proper facilities at home that facilitate great education. Mm-hmm. So we actually had a drive, and so we gave away some desks during the random day day of kindness or love. And then we also gave away what people absolutely love around these parts, fried green tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to come in and get those.
So that was day one. Day two, we actually teamed up with a local radio station, WLTH, and their morning crew, The Breakfast Club. So The Breakfast Club came and hung out at Jay's Breakfast Club. And then we, of course, did some more random acts of love. And then on the Saturday, the third day, we kind of reinitiated post-COVID, our Small Business Saturday. Shout out to the Legacy Foundation, because they're actually a proponent and a supporter of that initiative that we go forth. For the last 3 years, we've been allowing businesses to come in on Saturdays, pre-COVID, and we don't charge them anything. The only thing that we ask them to do is to invite customers or their families who may not know about Jay's Breakfast Club while they're exposed to our customers who may not know about their business. And so this is just a phenomenal cross-marketing opportunity for us all who are putting our dreams to work to win. And then on Sunday, we had a live entertainment drop-in artist. We had Elena Love. Actually, she's relocated to L.A., but she's born and raised in East Chicago. And so she dropped in and saw us. And then on Monday, we actually did a Silver Monday appreciation for, I look at it as from whence we've come, but yet to go. All the people we're standing on their shoulders of sacrifices and encouragement that have allowed us to be who we are in these last 5 years. So those 5 days represented 5 years, but every day is a celebration. So it's still ongoing.
Yes. Well, take me back 5 or maybe 6 years before you opened the doors for Jay's Breakfast Club. And tell me what your motivation was.
Things don't just happen. They happen justly. And actually, to be honest with you, the end of 2014 was a very tumultuous time in my life. I only have one child born of myself. And he actually was serving active duty in the military in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. And unfortunately, on December 4th, he sent me a text telling me how much he appreciated and he loved me. And he appreciated everything that we did for him, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And he couldn't wait to see me again. It was an eerie text. And so I picked up the phone and I called him. And immediately, my spirit said, be upbeat when I made the call. And so that's what I did. And when he answered the phone, I said, hey, Pumpkin. And he immediately started to cry. And he told me about the day's events and things that had been going on. And I stopped him and I said, we've been through so much, we can get through this as well. And he said to me, Mom, I love you, but I'm done living. And unfortunately, within the next hour, he committed suicide. And so that began the tumultuous slide downward spiral for myself. When I say that it's different how things happen in your life that will propel you to push forward. So his last words actually changed the trajectory on how I live my life every day. If you're around me, then you know one of my biggest things is love. And because that's what he imparted to me before he left here, I feel as though it's his legacy as well as ours to continue to empower people to live the best life you have. Love to live and live to love. Unfortunately, 6 months following that, I lost my job. And I was in the fortunate position to actually take some time back, take a step back to look at my life and look at the different jobs that I've had and different businesses that I've been associated with and which one brought me the most satisfaction. And kind of looked at, even with my son, Jalen, different dreams that he had. And he always talked about us going into business with each other. And just so happens, everywhere I traveled that summer, there was a breakfast club. And so finally I relented. I said, okay, God, Jay's Breakfast Club it is. And so we started the process late spring, early summer. And October 1st, we opened the doors to Jay's Breakfast Club. And it's truly an homage to my son, his dreams and things that he's imparted into me and my force to make sure that I empower myself to love to live. Mm-hmm. And when it gets hard, we got to hold on to live for the things that we love. And with that, my job and my torch is to make sure that I'm helping the community and everybody I come across to live the best life they can.
So that J is for Jalen. And we know that he's with you every day you walk into work.
Yes.
That you're going into.
Yes. So that J actually is for everything, because my first ever tattoo says J, and it's a heart, because I love all things J. So that J is Jalen. That J is Jocelyn. That J is James, my husband, and even my dad, Jesse. So it's so many things that are tied into that J that I can't even begin to express it. But one thing that's common with all of those J's is love.
And thank you for sharing that. And I thank him for his service that he gave to us. And we know the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. And I also believe it takes a village to build a business or to build anything,
absolutely,
you know, worth having. So talk to me about who is in your village and who helped bring you to where you are.
Oh, wow. So, of course, giving all praise and honor to God, who's the head and the direction of my life, and who actually blessed me with the people who helped to shape me. And that's my mother and father, Jesse and Rosie Washington. I have one brother, older brother, who was my very first best friend, who basically taught me to stand up for myself as well as to protect myself. And he still does this even so many years later, we won't say. But I would say that is my core foundation. And then, of course, I mentioned my husband. I have a wonderful team of advisors, ranging from my publicists to my financial advisor to my accountant I have experts in every area, because one thing that I know for a fact, you can't do anything by yourself. And this world as a whole is a big puzzle. And if I don't take my strengths and tie them with your strengths and your strengths, then we won't get ahead. So Jay's Breakfast Club is not possible by just little old bitty me, but it's actually a wealth of folks coming to the table, contributing, directing, and pouring in. So we would be here for hours on hours if I started pulling out every name that's responsible and that's, in fact, part of our team.
And so when you were getting started in the city of Gary, what resources, business resources, were available to you to help you get going?
Actually, there were and still are very few. For the last 5 years, we've been solely self-funded. A lot of things have been done by scratch and sniff. We have formulated a incubator, for lack of better words, as a resource group that has actually helped and abated in a lot of our growth. And shouts out to Cynthia Williams, who's actually one of my advisors, putting together like-minded individuals who are forging ahead to do things on a higher level and being consistent about it. Because resources are not necessarily readily available, you learn how to use what you have in order to to move forward and get what you want. And so that's something that we've been able to definitely collaborate and pull together.
And so it sounds like you've had to be creative, and I'm sure more so even in these past several months. How have you navigated through this pandemic time to keep your doors open?
Well, one thing for certain is research, and more research. We've never seen anything like this thing called COVID-19. And the bottom line of it is that when everything started to happen, we're in the restaurant industry, so that we were never fully shut down. But I made the decision in April to shut us down because I needed to figure out what this thing was and to figure out how to best protect myself, my staff, as well as my customers, the community, as we continue to figure out how to operate. And so that gave me an opportunity to do a lot of research, a lot of webinars, and get tied into the actual scientists and the industry experts, specifically in the restaurant industry, as well as people doing it on a larger scale, so that I could learn what's working, what's not working, and how to adapt our business model to move forward.
So tell people what they can expect when they come to Jay's Breakfast Club. What kind of food, what kind of atmosphere are they going to get?
Well, the first thing that is, I'll ask you, Erica, when you walk into a front door of many people's house, what's the first room you will reach when you walk into their home?
The kitchen.
Front door.
Oh, living room.
Living room. So as you walk into Jay's Breakfast Club, we have adapted that this is a home away from home. So when you walk into Jay's Breakfast Club, first of all, you will be welcomed by a living room. Secondly, you're going to be welcomed by a big smile and a gracious welcome. The whole objective is to share love. Now, that's the first thing. The second thing is great food. So we are a home cooking inspired type of offering, Southern inspired. So you'll get a soulful breakfast or lunch, and on Sunday's dinner that's reminiscent to Big Mama or your favorite auntie. Salmon croquettes, pork chops, shrimp and grits, pancakes, waffles, French toast. I can go on and on and on. But our offerings is that good comfort food, as well as we have a mix of healthy items for those who don't want to eat that much comfort. But we also are making the adaptation to make sure that we fit both spectrums. At the same time, making sure that people feel loved and they get what they need as far as their spirit, but as well as food, so they can go out here and just continue pushing forward.
I think we are all looking for a little comfort right now and could use some comfort food.
Yes.
So now you're 5 years into your business. What advice would you give to a new business owner just starting out, a lesson that you've learned?
The most important thing is to actually dissect your why. Know why you're doing what it is that you're doing, because trust, tough times are going to come. And if you're chasing a dollar, that dollar will also run. And instead of chasing things, get grounded in your purpose. So if you absolutely know what your purpose is, when things come through, they won't shake the core of why you're doing what you're doing, because you're grounded in a greater thing than just chasing money. Oprah said it best, do what you love and the money will come. And in all of these years, 46 years of living, I have finally come to a platitude where I understand that if you can really do what you love, it's not hard work, it's work, and it's a labor of love.
Okay, so tell me your hours again so we can come and visit you.
Absolutely. Of course, we're Jay's Breakfast Club, located at 3669 Broadway, down the street from IUN, and we're open daily from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., and on Sundays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Well, thank you so much, Jocelyn, for joining me today, and thanks for joining us this week on Neighborhood Voice. You can find resources to build a better business at nwibizhub.com. And this show is made possible by Legacy Foundation, the Community Foundation for Lake County, Indiana.